Three dead, dozens injured after two tornadoes Friday. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The number of injured and dead in Mississippi expected to rise. The path of destruction stretching more than 100 miles. Storm chaser Chris Hall on Fox's Cavuto Live.
This drops as a small tornado and instantly becomes nearly a mile-wide tornado. You know, it's something that you never want to see. It's one of the worst-case scenarios that you can see as a storm chaser.
State and local search and rescue teams continuing efforts today, according to the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. Several people remain missing in southeast Pennsylvania after an explosion at a chocolate factory. Police Chief Wayne Holbin earlier today.
Currently, we can confirm that there are two individuals that are deceased at this time, with the efforts still being put forth to find others.
No word yet on the cause of the explosion at R.M. Palmer Company. An Iranian drone kills a U.S. contractor and injures five U.S. service members Thursday, prompting President Biden to retaliate. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
The number of additional U.S. forces that were injured yesterday has not been disclosed at this time, but a senior U.S. official tells Fox News that some of those injuries may be serious. That official added that this was caused by a rocket attack and another attack involving multiple Iranian drones on two U.S. bases.
U.S. defense officials report the base's main air defense system was not working Thursday at the time of the initial attack. Lawmakers holding a bipartisan hearing regarding the social media app TikTok and security concerns.
We have to find that balance of being in government and making sure that we're protecting the constitutional rights of Americans, their First Amendment rights, freedom of expression, speech, etc., but also their Fourth Amendment. We have had warrantless data collection on Americans for years.
Florida Congresswoman Kat Kemick on Fox's Cavuto Live. TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials say at least two suspected migrants are dead, many others hospitalized. Police responding to a call about people suffocating in a train car traveling near the U.S. southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with Texas Department of Public Safety on Fox's Cavuto Live.
If there are severe injuries and we have, you know, immigrants that are in critical condition, chances are they will be released into the country once they're cleared from the hospital. And those that did not sustain any injuries will more likely be deported back. Just depending on what country they were from.
The train was stopped near Uvalde, Texas. The incident is suspected to be connected to human smuggling. Moderate amounts of caffeinated coffee may be okay for your heart.
According to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, drinking caffeinated coffee did not significantly increase a healthy person's chances of experiencing something called premature atrial contractions. These are extra palpitations that can make you feel like your heart skipped a beat. However, in people who drink two or more cups of Joe each day, the study found a small increase in a type of irregular heartbeat called premature ventricular contractions. Doctors say this is common. According to the National Coffee Association, two-thirds of Americans drink coffee every day, more than other beverages like water or tea.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. A popular West Coast radio personality meets a tragic end. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
The body of a longtime Bay Area broadcaster was found this past Wednesday at Pier 39 in San Francisco. Jeffrey Vandergrift, known as JV to his listeners on Wild 94.9, was last seen on February 23rd. The 55-year-old radio star had been a Bay Area favorite for over 30 years. He'd been diagnosed with Lyme disease back in 2021, and Vandergrift shared his struggle struggles with the tenacious disease with his listeners. The cause of JV's death has not yet been revealed, but police do say that foul play does not appear to have been a factor.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this...
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.